Welcome, you're listening to Heart of Mind Radio for the New Millennium. I'm Catherine Davis, and today I have a very special program for you. We are welcoming back a guest who has been on this program several times over the years, sharing his insight, wisdom, and healing, helping us to learn how to heal ourselves and to learn how to become a health practitioner as well. And we are being joined by Konstantin Trifonov. He is a MD, a doctor of acupuncture, a doctor of psychology, and founder of the Whole Health Management System. I want to say hello and welcome back, Konstantin.
Hello, Catherine. Hello, dear audience. And I'm very happy to be back with you.
Excellent. And some people may be familiar with you and the work that you've done, especially this audience, but many would not have heard about you before. So I'm wondering if you can encapsulate that journey, which I'm sure took many years, but from becoming a medical doctor to a doctor of acupuncturist to someone who has this revolutionary new healing modality that he's offering, that you are offering.
Well, I'll try to make it very short. So basically raised up in a very medical family, both of my parents were medical doctors and my grandparents, two out of four, was medical doctors as well. And being raised in this medical environment, I didn't think about anything else except of becoming an MD. And, you know, I'm studying pre-med and then enter medical school and then get my degree and work as a general practitioner, like a rheumatologist, to make it easier. Well, I was a rheumatologist working in a hospital for a number of years. But during this education, I also faced many questions which were not really answered. And there was many mentors, during my medical education. And some of them So basically, this method could be divided into groups. One group always say, you know, this is how it is, that's how it should be, everything else is not important. And the other people, they said, look, that's what we know at the moment, but it may be something different. Maybe, you know, it may be not just as it is. So it's up to you guys, won't be talking to us. It's up to you guys, you know, to discover something. And actually, this ring a bell for me, and sort of switch within me, kind of, you know, kind of this feeling to go outside and search for something else. And then step by step on this foundation of medical education, and it took almost 20 years, I should say, this whole health management been built, which exists now for, I would say, 4 years. I mean, with this name. But also it was a long, you know this, you know, Catherine, it was a long journey, you know, how it was developed. And I did this PhD program in clinical psychology as well, and I studied homeopathy and acupuncture and aromatherapy and, you know, osteopathy and many things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But eventually all that was put in sort of a big, I don't know, like a big bowl or big jar, and out of this sort of this seed, and out of this jar, this tree of whole health management now growing. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and it was a huge journey, but also once you made this shift and began to craft this other healing modality, which is called the whole health management system, can you give us an idea of how much this encompasses and what are some of the ways that people would be able to understand what it is? It's a little difficult. I believe it's something that needs to be experienced. But speak a little bit about the way that you use the techniques that you use and that you're teaching. And I should let our audience know that Konstantin is Russian, and he comes to the United States periodically and sees his clients here, but he also teaches. And he has been teaching this modality for some time, but now he's embarking on a greater expansion of this, being able to teach people how to use this modality. But let's go back to that infant stage for people who might not understand how much is encompassed by the whole health management system.
Well, let's put it this way. So, what at some point what I realized, or we realized, because it was not just my journey, it was many people who accompanied me during this journey. And no, whole health management is something which actually embraces everything. So the thing is that, as I said, at some point, I realized that there's too many different techniques, technologies, approaches, methods, whatever you call it. But it's all sort of, you know, randomly sort of hanging around. But it does really, it never come together, you know. So then there was a question how to bring them together, because it looks like that each of these methods is really valid. You know, it has some, you know, validity in it, you know, some value. But it also has each method, each approach, also has some restriction. So the question we face is how to bring them all together so they, you know, support each other and to be as, you know, to each other. In a way, the good metaphor is, you know, when you have a diamond, which says it's like, I don't know, 10 carats, whatever you call it, like 10K or something, and then you cut it, say, on two pieces, and then each piece wouldn't be five, it will be less. So if we imagine that we put, and say this big diamond sort of divided in, I don't know, 10, 15, 20 pieces, and then each piece, say one, like cost one K. But if you put this 10 together, it will be more than 10. So you understand what I mean, right? So basically, when you put all these different techniques and things together at some sort of right way to use them, you know, to find how to apply them in the right time, in the right way, then it all become more valuable than when they separate. So that's what I'm trying to say. So basically, I think it's not a great idea to explain, you know, how it really works. I mean, during the radio show. But what I should say is that the main sort of thing here is about dialogue between all these parts. I mean, all these different methods. But all these methods also apply to this particular person. So basically, you talk with the person, and person somehow letting you know what this particular moment this person needs. So this would be probably the most simple explanation. It's definitely, you know, sort of more complicated, but a very simple level. It's, well, I know how to tell it, but if you come to sort of the regular sort of medical environment, which is very valid and very important, but the regular doctor, he or she taught to do protocols. So basically, if you come, say, with bronchitis, they have 5, 10 protocols to treat bronchitis. And the better the doctor knows protocols, the better you'll be treated. So that's the basic. Then the next step is, you know, some people, they understand that different people have different issues and, you know, different nuances. And even though they all have bronchitis, different persons should be treated differently. So the paradigm of this second type of practitioners is that we're treating bronchitis within this particular person. And what WHM does, the paradigm in WHM is that we're treating this particular person with bronchitis. So, I mean, do you understand the difference? It's like three different approaches.
I think I do understand the difference. It sounds as if you're saying, do you treat the disease or do you treat the person? And each individual might have a different source of why they have manifested those particular symptoms. So what you're speaking of is getting deeper into whatever might be manifesting in the person in that moment that is manifesting the diseased state. I mean, that's how I understand what you're saying.
Well, that's true, but also look on it from the other way. So here's the person, and the person has its journey through life. And on this journey, this person meets, you know, this disease or disorder or something. And our job, not to fight with disease, or, you know, deal with disease. Well, I mean, we should deal with it, definitely. But it's better when you start to deal with the person. And then together with the person, you start to deal with the disease. I mean, it's a little bit tricky. I mean, the other paradigm is that I deal with disease, and then with this disease, I'm going to deal with the person. But this, it's not opposite. It's just because the person needs help, you know, not the disease. I mean, does it make sense what I'm saying?
It makes sense. I'm just focusing in on what you're saying, that that you're dealing with simultaneously with the condition and the person with the condition, so that you can discover what the person needs, yes. And you work with the person to be able to change their state, whatever that might be, whether it's a diseased state of something that's more recognizable, or it might be something else entirely.
Yes, that's probably the good way to explain it. So, in other words, whole health management is, you mentioned that it's sort of revolutionary something. I wouldn't say, I mean, inequality revolutionary, but I would prefer to say evolutionary.
Okay.
So, you know, it's like an evolution of, you know, this approach we have in healthcare. And, you know, as you know, we use a lot of different as I said, methods and technologies. But what's important that they all applied to this particular individual. And then this particular individual, you know, somehow digest it or whatever and give us feedback. And based on this feedback, we together, so, you know, we're working like partners. So we together make it the next step, the next step, the next step. And sometimes it's very fast. Sometimes it takes time because, you know, for example, the very simple example, say you have some pain. And, you know, you come and, you know, they make a painkiller, so put needles in your gift homeopathy, whatever. So they reduce the pain. But the trick is that your system may not have enough, resources to deal with this whole situation. So, yes, you need to reduce the pain at some point. But you need to come to this point when this reduction of the pain will really work. Because if you look what's going on in reality, that, you know, you reduce the pain, then you live your life, and next day you have this pain coming back, or, you know, in a month's time. So I met this person the other day. I said, oh, I have such a nice doctor. I see him every, you know, like 2 weeks, and I'm fine. I mean, it's terrible. It's terrible. I would stop doing all my work if my clients will continuously come to see me.
Hmm.
I mean, it's just not what this is all about. I mean, in sort of terms of business, it sounds, you know, good. You know, you have someone who coming to see you again and again and again and again, and, you know, you're getting your money, whatever. But my concept of business is that I treat this person go out, you know, put the work out, and then instead of this one, I have two more. I mean, this.
Yeah, I understand that actually makes a lot of sense because the objective is to actually work with a person to move them beyond whatever that restriction might have been, either within their body or their psyche or their emotions, whatever it might be, that is causing the problem. So if they come back, hopefully it's because they've gone deeper into themselves and there's another, something different arising that you can then work together to disperse or work through. Then the person is, and that's gone, and then perhaps something else might arise. So in that sense, yeah, it makes sense to come back to keep doing the work. It's like any work that you do. If you're doing yoga or you're doing qigong or you're doing meditation, there are levels where you go deeper and deeper into that understanding and you become more liberated over that experience of time and going through the stages. So I think healing in many ways is like that. And one of the things that we don't really recognize in our common medical system is how interdependent the human being is in what might be manifesting a disease. So it could be a psychological issue that they've been holding on to. It could be a physiological issue. It could be any number of things, emotional issues that over time congeal into what looks like a physical ailment. But the real source of that physical ailment might be something that person is holding on to, either energetically or psychologically, and have not been able to digest it, as you say. Because to digest something means that you resolve it and you eliminate it. Mm-hmm. But if you're not even aware of what's causing it, it stays there. It's like having a tumor under the skin. If you don't resolve it, it's going to grow. And the same is true with emotional, psychological, and so many of these intertwined issues that we have. And so what I have discovered about your work is that it doesn't impose anything on the person. Like you said, it's a dialogue. And so I have taken your classes and experienced you as a practitioner, and I have found that in going through this dialogue of seeking out and going deeper into oneself, I'm surprised, you're surprised, nobody really knows where it's going to go. But it's the method, the technique that allows this partnership to exist so that you can go deeper into the resolution. And I love the way you work because you don't impose. You're very patient and you wait for the person to come to their own realization. And then you can guide the next step and guide the next step. But you're not telling people anything because it's an exploration on the part of the both of you, the client and the practitioner, in that exploration, in that journey of dialogue. What mostly, from my understanding, is not like conscious. There are things that are beyond our conscious awareness that we can reach through this method. Am I describing it correctly?
No, by and large, I think that there's a number of things which I think need to be clarified for our listeners. It does mean that we're not talking. Dialogue, well, yes, we use sort of body-orientated dialogue. You know, maybe many people know now about kinesiology. So we use sort of kinesiology in a different way, and, you know, it sort of cleans the years of experience, made us, you know, somehow sort of understand that this classical kinesiological approach is a little bit, you know, sort of questions. That's why, in general, kinesiology is still not recognized as the, you know, real part of scientific world. You know, but that's not the story. What's important that we do talk with people because, well, first of all, you said I guide the person. It's not 100% true. Actually, the reality is that the person guides me how to guide the person.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just, you know, like sort of reflection in a way. Well, it's not that, but my job is to really understand what the person tried to tell him or herself, not to me. I'm just translating. So many years ago, one of my teachers told me, he said, listen to your clients and they will tell you everything. And now I can say, listen to your clients and they will tell themselves what they need to know. and you as a doctor just need to, you know, using all this huge repertoire, which you came across, Catherine, so, you know, all these different technologies I use, to allow the person really understand what he or she needs and able to do at the moment.
Right,
right. That's very important because do what you can do at the moment, and then, you know, it will make, small, big, middle shift. And then on the next stage, you know, in 2 days, 5 days, 1 week, 1 year, you will be able to do the next step, and it will be sort of real, like real. So that's very interesting. I think that the main point about WHM is that it's real. And, I mean, you probably should confirm that.
And I would say, and this is why I was speaking to, that you come back to it, but not for the same thing, because it's almost, it's a guidance of your internal journey to come to a deeper understanding of what it's not so much what motivates you, but what is in many ways inhibiting you or guiding you. It's a journey into the unconscious in a way, but through the language of the body, so that it's a language that allows the physiology, what is it, ontology, what's happening inside of you, to communicate to that part of us that doesn't know how to make that connection. Our minds are not trained to be able to understand the language of the body, and very often the language of the spirit, the soul, the emotions are speaking in a language that can be translated, as you say, through kinesiology, you know, the working of the body. Though I would say that the technique that you're using is far beyond the what people know as kinesiology. That's just a small fraction of how this is done. So it's really too much to explain, but I wanted to introduce this idea because, you know, Constantine is here in the U.S. and he's teaching a full course. Well, it's already in progress, so I'm not here to invite you to join that. And it's actually being done in Russian for a Russian community here in the city. But when Constantine comes back, he's going to be opening this up again to the English-speaking audience. And we've done a couple of programs through the radio station in which people have come to it and been able to benefit, but we're really going to go a little bit deeper next time with a more intensified course for those people who want to learn this as a modality, a healing modality, and then as well to be able to work with people who want to engage in this process for their own benefit. So this is a bit of a preview, and we want you to learn about this so that when Constantine comes back, we'll go deeper into it. We may do something in between. I don't know. But Constantine, we're quickly running out of time for this segment. Do you want to give out your email or let people know how they can contact you while you're here in the States, and maybe as a prelude to when you come back and start teaching these courses?
Yes. I mean, what we started to do with Russians is a serious, you know, it's like college, like evening college. So I teach them 4 days a week for a month, so even more. And then, you know, it should be a good fruitful result. So these people will start to practice here while I'm not here. And they all speak English. So to reach me, you can use my phone number, which is 718-730-0074. So 718-730-0074. Or you can use my email, which is ontologyrus@yahoo.com. So it's O as open, N like Nancy, T like Tom, O like open, L like luck, O like open, G like good, Y like Yelp, so it's ontology, and then Rus, R-U-S, for Russia, and then at yahoo.com. So it's ontology, Rus, yahoo.com.
And give the phone number again?
718-730-0074. And I would love to talk with anyone who is interested in studying it and have questions and whatever, so it might be, you know, a good start for developing this English-speaking group.
Okay.
Which will definitely happen this way or that way, because these Russians or these people who studied with me, they, you know, all practicing, so they all speak English and they have English clients, but it will just take time. So hopefully during the next year, we'll start this American part, I mean, the English-speaking part of this work.
Excellent. Very good. So thank you so much for joining me today. We've been speaking to Constantine Trifonov, and he is an MD, doctor of acupuncture, doctor of psychology, and founder of the Whole Health Management System. Thank you so much, and we'll be talking again soon. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you, Catherine. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Catherine. Thank you, audience. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And you're listening to Heart of Mind Radio for the New Millennium. We're going to be coming in with another guest coming up in just a few moments, and let's hear a little bit of Come to the River by Diane Reeves. And we heard also Frog Dancing by David Anthony Clark.
I'll be waiting by the shore. Stand in a circle with love and arms around you, yeah. Come to the river where the mighty waters flow. And as the river unwinds, you'll see the turns of your life.
Joining me in this segment is Araceli Brown, and Araceli is the program director for the New York Open Center, and WBAI has for quite a while has had a relationship with the New York Open Center, and we're going to be speaking to you about someone who is going to be coming in and sharing information, and that is Sergio Magana. And Sergio is the Mexico City-based founder of the Centro Energetico Integral School, and he is a respected healer and the author of two books, The Dawn of the Sixth Sun and The Caves of Power. And we wanted to have Sergio on live this morning, but he is actually teaching at this very moment. So Araceli was kind enough to come in to talk to us about this upcoming program. Welcome, Araceli.
Hey there. How are you, Kathy?
I'm good. And I love to hear about Sergio Magana.
Yeah.
And because I, like my previous guest, I have studied with him, I believe, since the beginning, and have been engaged with his work and interviewed him many times, and really understand him to be authentic and real in what he has to offer. So maybe tell us a little something about his, he's going to have two half-day workshops coming up in December.
Correct. And so just to give you some more information about him and working a little bit on his bio. Sergio is from Mexico City and lives in Mexico City, but his responsibility and who he is about being a caretaker of ancient knowledge for Mexico goes very deeply for him. And I don't think it's something he realized when he was younger, but even I think the person who took care of him for his mom was an indigenous person, and she started to teach him much of the ancient traditions as he was growing up, but he didn't really completely, I think, understand this would be his entire future. And I spiritually believe that was his path, and that's why he's come to this level of knowledge, because later on he was asked by the elders of the Aztec Toltec tradition if he could carry on a lot of this knowledge. There aren't many of those people. There are only about the people that they picked. There are only about a handful, five, because the knowledge that they were asked to carry is something that's mostly like over 1,000 years old. And they are also people who are seers of the future. And one of the responsibilities that he took on, Sergio, which came on, was that he also directs a project called Club UNESCO, which is part of the United Nations Educational and Scientific and Cultural Organization. The purpose of that is that they like to promote world peace and security through international cooperation. So what Sergio did was decide that he would be the person to make sure that the pyramids of Mexico would be protected and taken care of, which, when you look at this, I kept thinking, I thought that was already done. Because around the world, like, for example, Stonehenge, you always see these signs, and that's what you are basically, this is how important this was to him. So he happens to be that person, that it's not just the work that he's writing about and as a teacher, but it goes way beyond. And so he put together healers and decided to gather all the information that was requested in order to make sure that the World Heritage Foundation was protecting the ancient knowledge, the education that has come down the lines, as well as the physical pyramids. And also, I think he sometimes has the correct knowledge that perhaps in a museum may not always be accurate, because he is talking still to the elders that have worked with him very closely. So one of the things that he will be teaching about coming up, because over the years we've worked with him at the Open Center, and, you know, he travels to Europe and other parts of the U.S. to teach a lot of this work. The name of the class that's going to be coming up is called Strength, well, the Sixth Sun. The Sixth Sun is something that may be too complicated to get to explain right now, but it's basically the strengthening of our immunity with Toltec postures, breath work, and the four elements of nature, really, and night practices, which are basically night practices is perhaps you do visualization and meditations before you go to sleep, so that you give direction to your subconscious mind to work on several points of the body. And that's a lot of his work. That's a lot of what he does. He works in, let's put it this way, in many realms. So be it the spiritual realm or be it the physical realm. So that's basically what he's coming in to do, but it's a type of work that's, I think, it's sacred work, but I also believe that because this has been, it's going back and it's been things, when I spoke about seers, then they bring in information about the Aztec calendar, which is, I think, over 6,000 years old. And these are cycles that they predicted for the future. They understood what was coming on about earth changes, which I believe is something that many people have heard about. And we're sort of in now, I believe, where the world is changing physically, but it's also changing spiritually. And I think that humanity is changing as well. So, and when we as physical human beings are changing, we're also changing, like, if you think about your chakra systems, and when they call that in yoga, those are the power points on your body. Those are also changing. In fact, he even talks about how new ones may be showing up on your body. So his work is to really work with people to prepare them for these kinds of changes that are happening now. So you have the tools to understand how to maneuver yourself, because a lot of times when you don't, it's hard, it's confusing, and it's fear-driven, most of the things that are going on. And that's the difference. You can be empowered to understand yourself and what's going on many levels. So working with him and working with his teachings, that's the direction that you're going in. Some of the teachings that he's going to be working with, they're going to be things like techniques that have to do when they talk about the Toltec physical postures. If you ever look at pictures of the pyramids in Mexico, and then you see, like, I think, an ancient man lying on his back with his knees up and his head up, you wonder, what is that position about and why is it on this pyramid? Or I see it in many places. Well, he can actually decipher that and tell you why this is good for the body or for the mind or for the spirit. And, of course, there are visualizations and meditations that he'll also be teaching. And I did speak about a specific thing that he wants to work with, which is the work that has to do with working with the mind, usually before you go to sleep. And I think they also do this in feng shui. Indigenous and ancient traditions actually like to understand how to work in the dream state. So you prepare before you go to sleep, and they teach you how to do this. He specifically says we can address the subconscious mind to address issues that have to do with autoimmune system problems, which is very specific, is that while you sleep. So I believe that these are time-tested methods. And the thing is that it's serious and it takes practice, I believe, of course, like anything good. But you will also not just be affecting your physical body. It'll also be affecting your vibrational body, which is what people say is your aura and all of those things. Let's just say that the physical is the last step. When you're affected by emotions, when you're affected by mind thoughts and all of this, it goes first to the spiritual. And then when you're really sick, the last point is going to be your physical body. So you want to be working on the spiritual or the auric field or all those bodies outside your physical as well. You need to raise those vibrations. That also affects how your immune system works. So all of this is interconnected. And for so many years, decades, people have not really been taught that. And it's really the way we should start looking at ourselves, as beings that are just not physical, but connected on several levels to other things that I would say are invisible. We're extending into other levels of living. And I think also the other thing about him and his work is, as I was talking about physical changes and spiritual changes, a lot of people have been talking about things like, oh, the world will go into the fourth and fifth dimension. And people think, oh, my God, you know, I don't know what that means. Like, you expect some sort of terrible planet world war that you can't really fathom in your mind, or what is it? You cannot really address. But these things are happening subtly. And he's actually giving you the tools on how a lot of us are already going into the fourth and fifth levels. But it's not as difficult if you do it slowly, if you think correctly, if you start to work with certain meditations. All of this type of sensitivity can be captured if you start to work with tools like this, with techniques like this. I think this is the gift of someone like this that offers to general humanity. And there are others in the world that are doing it at different levels. Some people are writing books. Some are simpler than others. Some are more complicated, depending on how they want to approach it, because humanity is, you know, that complicated.
Yeah, well, we're really there at that space of transition. And one of the things that I really have enjoyed in my experiences working through Sergio's work is that he's so empowering with it. He's not a gatekeeper. He is more of opening the floodgates and really giving you the power to act in transforming your own life, to be able to have an impact on the energies around us, as well as to be able to help other people in our lives. So I find his work to be incredibly powerful. And I really love that it is an ancient traditional information that has been passed through thousands of generations, but also that he, as the beneficiary of this practice, is moving us to the next stage. So it's as if he is teaching us historically the message and the teachings, but he also has the power to take it where the ancients couldn't, and really be able to deal with us in real time, teaching us these ancient techniques and how to transform our bodies, our systems, our world. So from my perspective, it's a very, very powerful body
on
of
the knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
His job is to really, I mean, he came into being, I feel, passing on the knowledge, because I also said that there are seers who saw this time. And they feel like this is the time when we need to let this out. This is the time when it serves the entire planet. And that's where he comes into play with this. Now, we're going to be having the class, of course, on Saturday and Sunday, December 5 and 6. And it's going to be from 10 in the morning till 1 in the afternoon each day, those 2 days. They're 2 half-day workshops. And also on November 30th, which is a Monday, I double-check on our Facebook at opencenter.org. You can check our Facebook timing. But on that day of November 30th, I will be interviewing Sergio on Facebook, so please tune into that. And I just want to say that anyone who attends the class and says, I'm a WBAI listener, will automatically get the member's price. And so always, you know, be aware of that. And, you know, there are also sometimes some scholarships available. So we would love to hear from people. And just go to www.opencenter.org if you want to sign up. This is an online course, as we exist right now, all of us. And also, you can call 212-219-2527, extension 0. So definitely opencenter.org. Look us up there or call us up, ask a question, and not a problem. We are ready for you. Okay.
Excellent. And also people can hear this fresh interview that you are going to be presenting with Sergio on the 30th. Of November.
Correct.
And so people can get a deeper insight for those of you who haven't yet had that interaction with Sergio. I love Sergio's work, and he's really a cool guy, but you know, he was teaching today.
He's really funny.
He is. He has a great sense of humor, and he's very open, and he's just like, do it. What do you mean? You know, he's like, don't be nervous. Don't be scared. Just do it. You can't learn it without doing it. So he really liberates us in engaging with these practices. And so I love to attend anything that Sergio does do here in the city. So I would recommend people check it out and go to opencenter.org or call 212 219-2527. And maybe, you know, friend the Facebook page of the Open Center. I'm sure there's a lot going on there. And in this partnership, you are as a member of the Open Center, so you could always join any of these programs at the membership level, which is wonderful. And for those of you who don't remember, Araceli co-hosted a program with Ralph White here on WBAI for quite a number of years, the Open Center show. So she is part of the family, and I love having you on, Araceli, to talk about what you're doing now. So
and
thank
I'm,
you
I'm
so much.
I'm also reverting to my first name as well, which is Enoe Araceli, because Araceli is my middle name. I know, I'm being a pain. But
no, I love that. Say that again, Enoe.
Enoe, yes, Enoe Araceli Brown. That would be me.
And that sounds so powerful. And the origin of your name, Enoe, what does it mean?
Enoe is actually my uncle. I'm mixed, I'm Central American. But he used to read the Bible in English. And he feminized the name Noah and made it, because the name Noah, if you read the English King James Version of the Bible, it's spelled apostrophe N-O-E. That's how Noah is spelled in that Bible. So he added an E at the beginning, and it became Enoe. He named his daughter, and he knew he was my uncle, and I was named the same.
Oh, that is fabulous. Definitely use that name. That sounds like a powerful, energetic force behind you, of your ancestors.
Yeah,
and
I just have to teach people how to say it.
Well, that's okay. Do it. Yeah, do it, definitely.
Thank you.
So thank you so much, Araceli.
So
I love having you.
By.
What's that?
I said I expect everybody coming by on Zoom and taking this course, because I know Kathy will be there.
I love Sergio. So okay. I'll do my best.
You all love him.
And I'm sure, and I get something from it. I actually use the techniques that he has taught in my practice. I use the obsidian wand, the obsidian mirror. A lot of the meditations have made significant difference and coalescing my own power, as well as being able to share that with others. So I can attest to its authenticity and love
you.
It. Thank you so much, Araceli.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye now.
Great day. Bye.
And so thank you so much for joining me today. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio for the New Millennium. And you can connect with me through email, heartofmindradio@gmail.com. I have a number of websites which are currently under reconstruction because they've aged, and I need to update a lot of the information, but you could go to heartofmindradio.com and qigongonline.net, qigongonline.net, for information on the energy work. I have a class on Thursday mornings at 8 a.m. at Studio Maya, though probably not this coming Thursday, due to the holiday commitments. So stay tuned. We'll be back shortly. So today we heard Come to the River by Diane Reeves, Frog Dancing by David Anthony Clark, and now I'm going to play a little of Michael Franti, I Know I'm Not Alone.